Welcome to week two of Crafting Your Purpose. I'm really excited to be here with you, and this is one of my very favorite activities. This exercise comes from The 7 Habits for Highly Effective People, written by Stephen Covey. It's also been featured in the recent book by the Franklin Covey Company called 5 Choices. It's a wonderful activity. It's made a huge difference in my life, and I'm really excited to be sharing it with you. So let's jump in. In this week's activity, in the first part, you're going to be talking about your current roles that you play. No role is too small. If it takes up your energy and your time and requires some planning and work from you every week, then that's a role that you play or a hat that you wear. If you're a PTA volunteer or carpool leader, a mother or daughter, son, a husband, a writer, an artist, all of these are roles that you play and things that you spend your time doing every week. In the first part of the activity, we're going to be looking at what roles you currently play. In the next activity, right below that, we're going to go back and circle between 4 and 6 of those roles that you really want to be extraordinary at. You want to focus on these roles, and then throughout the rest of this exercise, we're going to be talking about those roles specifically. I'd also suggest that you pick at least one role that's a renewal role for you. In the 7 Habits, they talk about sharpen the saw. That's one of the 7 Habits. That's something that everyone has to do. And if you don't do it, it takes away from everything else you attempt to do. If you don't exercise, if you don't sleep or eat healthy or take care of yourself, then that's going to compromise every other role that you play. So whether you call it me or self or sharpen the saw, please pick at least one of your 4 to 6 roles for your own renewal. Also, these should be roles that you're currently playing, not roles you think you should have or at some future point you'd like to have. This is about who you are right now. Once you've circled the 4 to 6 roles, then you write them down on the next page. These are your most important roles. In the next activity, we're going to ask you to divide up the circle below into as many roles as you play. So, if you picked 4 roles, then divide the circle up into 4 parts. If you play 5 or 6 roles, then divide the circle into 5 or 6 parts. Once you've done that, you'll see examples like these that will show you what your circle will look like. In this first example, this gentleman has husband, neighbor, team leader, and software developer in his circle. So his circle is divided into 4 parts. In this second example, you can see this woman has 5 roles: friend, housemate, photographer, daughter, and project manager. Once they've divided up their circle into these parts, then we put a dot into one of the concentric circles coming out from the center. In the center, there's underperforming, then ordinary, and then extraordinary. If you're doing great in this role, like she is, as project manager, then you put a dot out in the extraordinary circle. If you feel like you're doing an ordinary job, you're not doing what you would call an extraordinary job in that role, then you put the dot in the second circle. And if you're not doing very well at all in that particular role and you're underperforming, then you can put the dot in the third circle toward the center. In this example, you can see that she, in fact, is doing well in the project manager role. She feels she's doing well, ordinary, in the daughter, friend, and housemate role, and in her hobby and passion of being a photographer, she's not doing so well. She's underperforming. In the first example, with the gentleman, as a husband, he feels like he's doing an ordinary job, but as a team leader, he's doing an extraordinary job. Software developer, better, in ordinary, and a neighbor, not so well. Now, this is a personal look at where you are currently in your circle. And the point isn't to make you feel bad. The point is just to get a balanced perspective on where you are in your current roles. If it's a nice circle, then it seems like you're having a more balanced approach to all of your roles. If it's more jagged, imagine driving down the road with a jagged circle, it's going to be a bit bumpy. Now, once you've looked at those roles and how you're currently doing, this is the fun part. We have a video here, and we'll be showing it right now, that comes from Franklin Covey, and it's called Buried. As you can see from the video, it's a pretty fun but rather accurate example of how we constantly have things incoming at us all the time. Tasks, emails, requests, expectations, things that people are constantly sharing with us that then we have to act on. The video is pretty funny, but it also drives home a very difficult truth that it's hard for us every day to make sense of all the things coming at us. This is where big rocks come in. As you can see from these two pictures, this is the activity that Stephen Covey introduced in his workshops and in his book years and years ago. If you have a jar and you have a pile of big rocks and a pile of pebbles, if you put the pile of pebbles into the jar first, the big rocks won't fit. If, however, you put the big rocks in first and then the pebbles afterward, they all fit together. And some people have even pointed out you can then pour sand in or even water and fill in even more of those cracks. The purpose of the activity is to remember that if we make room for the things that matter to us most, the things that aren't so important but will fill our day will fall in around those cracks. They'll fill into the other space and they'll eventually get done. But if we spend all of our time trying to put those little things into our schedule, make room for email and unnecessary meetings and other people's urgency and emergencies, then it's very difficult for us to make room for the things that matter most to us. We all know that feeling. We push aside sleep or exercise or good nutrition or people that matter to us most because we're overwhelmed with work and activities. In fact, there was a recent survey that USA Today did when they said, what would you do with an eighth day during every week? Instead of saying they would spend time with their family or friends, most people in the survey said, I'd spend my eighth day just getting all my work done. People feel overwhelmed. There's a lot happening in our lives. And instead of just feeling like we're going to do more and more work, it'd be nice if we could really schedule in the things that matter to us most. These are our big rocks. On the next page, the last page of the exercise, you can see that we've made room for your roles and some big rocks for you to fill in during the week. Franklin Covey recommends doing this every week, 30 minutes on a Sunday, for instance, and planning out your whole week. They make a point of saying, don't prioritize your schedule. Instead, schedule your priorities. Remember what matters most to you and what roles you play, and the big rocks you'd like to fit in this week, and then design your schedule and put those big rocks in first. After that, you can fit in the smaller things that aren't urgent or super important, but are going to be in there, email and meetings and so on, but don't sacrifice your big rocks to make those things happen. On this page, write down your roles again, and then think about a big rock, one or two big rocks, for this week for you. These are things that for you are going to take some time and energy, but are going to have a big return on your investment. So if there's a report that you know you've been needing to finish, but it's just been nagging at you, if you finish that, it's going to be a big deal and you know that it's going to really impress your supervisor or get you possibly even a raise, that would be an example of a big rock. Another one might be taking out your wife or husband, boyfriend or girlfriend on a date, let's say on Friday or Saturday. It's going to take several hours. It's not something you can just do all of a sudden, and you'd rather plan it and make it special. That's a big rock. That's something that, although it would take a little bit of time for you to do, is going to have a huge return on your investment. Think about your roles for this week, some big rocks that you'd really like to put in, and then schedule them into your week and protect them. Here are some other ideas for you once you've done these roles. You can share your roles with someone you love. You can also print out the exercise for them and see what their roles are. It's especially significant if you can share this with someone who's very special to you and see what their roles are and you can discuss them. One last idea is to brainstorm how to make your role extraordinary. This is something else that Covey talks about. Instead of just writing, for instance, employee as your role, what if instead you thought of your role as inspiring leader? You're still part of the company, but it changes the way that you're interacting with everybody else. And in fact, no matter whether you lose that job suddenly or you change positions or you switch to a different company, you can still stay in that role of inspiring leader. That's just one example of how to make a role extraordinary. It's very personal for you, and that can happen slowly over time, but I hope that that's one thing you can consider as you take this activity further week after week. Thanks again for joining me for week 2 of Crafting Your Purpose. I'm really glad you're with us, and I hope this activity is helpful for you. Have a great week.